Dean, an incredible game. Obviously, we've got to start off with the two goals. What was your interpretation of the events as they unfolded?
I thought it was a nice, quiet end-of-season game, though. My take on it is, I think 5 minutes earlier, their lad goes down, Connor's attacking in the corner here, and, you know, he's in pain, so he puts it out. I think the first and foremost, the referee makes a poor decision because Codge gets fouled in the centre circle. You know, if he gives that foul, then I think nothing happens. We just get on with the game. But unfortunately, he doesn't. And then Tyler Roberts should put the ball out because their players had actually stopped. Our players then stop. And then he feints to put it out and then puts it down the side. And Klitsch goes on and scores. And then all emotional control has gone from everyone. You know, nobody wants to see that. You know, and Klitsch, to be fair to him, apologised to me as he came off the pitch at the end and said it that shouldn't have happened and he shouldn't have did what he did. And I suggested to Marcello that they should maybe, you know, let us run through a goal. He agreed to that. So I think sportsmanship has prevailed in the end, and the right decision has prevailed in the end. And full respect to them for doing that.
Even then, it looked like Pontus Jansson was trying to stop Adoma.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm a centre-half by trade, and you want to keep clean sheets.
Right.
So to be told that you've got to give a goal away, you know, but it was the right decision. He knew that at the end as well.
And amongst all of it, Anwar got sent off. I've seen the replays. I don't know whether you have. Is that something you'll be having a look at?
I think there'll be an appeal in straight away, won't there? I'll be amazed if Anwar misses the next three games because it was farcical. I don't know what the officials have seen there. But, you know, Patrick will be a little bit ashamed of his part in it. It's never a sending off, and we'll appeal that straight away, and I fully expect that to be rescinded.
All that aside, what else do you take from today's game?
Well, to start with, I thought it was a real good game against two good teams in this league. You know, and I said before the game, I think Leeds can find themselves unfortunate that they haven't got in the top two. They've got the highest running stats out of everybody. They've got the most chances created out of everybody. You know, I think Marcello alluded to it himself in his press conference before the game that they haven't been efficient enough. And I think looking at the game today, I thought, you know, they controlled possession at times and were threatening without really hurting us. Can't remember Jed making saves while it was 11v11. And I felt that we had the better chances in the game. I thought we started the game well. Their goalkeepers made a couple of good saves, and Codge probably should have done better, you know, with the chances that we had. So you know, two good teams going at it, and you know, we know how strong they will be in the playoffs as well as we will.
And how is
John
Codger?
Yeah, he should be okay, I think. You know, he's got a whack on the foot, a whack on the calf, and, you know, a thankless task up there today for him at times. You know, but he's done all right the last few games, and, you know, Tammy will be pushing him for probably Norwich now next week. Keenan Davies was ill, so he ended up, you know, having to send Mile Jedinak on as well. So, yeah, he should be fine.
This could be a dress rehearsal for the playoff final, in effect, couldn't it?
We've both got three games to go before that, you know, final game of the season, you know, where I think West Brom can still finish above Leeds. So, you know, nobody knows what the conundrums that can happen next Sunday. So until that happens, we'll, you know, look forward to it. We're, unfortunately, our 10 match winning run has come to an end today, but, you know, it was a hell of a game, I felt. And up until that incident, I felt like it was either going to be a 0-0 or there would be a mistake one end or the other, or a bit of brilliance from somebody that would win the game. So looking forward to it. We're 12 games unbeaten, and I think coming here and showing what we're about, and I thought it was a good advert for the Championship, apart from the last 20 minutes, was it?
What have the lads made of it all in the dressing room after the game?
I've not really spoke to them at the moment. You know, we have to calm down first, don't you? Show a little bit of restraint, you know, but as I say, I thought it was a good game, and incidents like that can happen. It's how you deal with it, and as I say, at the end of the day, I think the right outcome came about.